740 Good News, Canada Day today, and of course, that's a Canadian act for you, and we're going to talk to a guy that's been working with a few of them, Ray from Ray's Music up in Kimberley. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Happy Canada Day.
Yes, you as well. 153rd birthday.
Yeah, that's it. So you were working with a bunch of acts up in Fernie for the last couple of weeks. Tell us what you've rolled out and are getting set to present a little later today then.
You bet. At 7 o'clock tonight, there's going to be a virtual concert in from Fernie. If you want to get the links, you just have to go to the tourismfernie.com website to get the link to Zoom room meeting. We pre-recorded three of the bands. Shred Kelly, The Runs, and Wild Honey. And it turned out really good. There's a lot of good stuff. So we shot the video and the audio, and we're ready to roll for tonight. There's going to be two other bands as well. There's the Heartwaving Sirens and Red Girl are also going to be on there. They're doing it live, though.
What a setting, though, because it looks like you're on the top of a mountain. Where did you build the stage, or did you build that stage?
No, it was a stage built at the Fernie Alpine Resort. Like, it was up on the hill, and what a beautiful setting that was. It was just, like, overlooking all of Fernie, like, just absolutely incredible.
No, I saw the pictures, and that's why I got a hold of you. I thought, what a nice way to roll out a Canada Day form of entertainment there. So how many songs do each of the acts play, then?
Well, they're doing about between 20 to 30 minutes of material each.
Okay, so that's 4 to 5 songs, I guess. Easy. All right.
Yeah.
And did you go and edit it back, or is it pretty raw?
It's raw, but we did edit it. Like, there was no overdubs or anything. It's just what they played is what we get. So it sounds really good. We mixed it like as if it wasn't like a studio album type thing, a live studio album.
So who filmed it for you, Ray? Did you have a crew up there to do that?
There was a crew that the City of Fernie and the Chamber of Commerce put together for the film people, and I did the audio.
Were you able to do it in one day, or did you go up on different days to meet the different bands, or just said, meet at this time, and we're going to roll it out and do it?
Yeah, we did it all in one day, and it was one after the other, so we had one band rolled in. Shred Kelly played first. I'm not sure what order they're going to play the footage in, but we took like a 10-15 minute break in between each and started doing each of the bands separately, so it didn't take that long to do.
It must have been fun.
No, it was for a blast.
I say fun. It's probably mad and frantic when you're trying to do sound. Was it a headache for you, or not too bad?
Not bad at all. These are all professional bands. They all sound really good, and they just rolled up and played and entertained. That's what the whole thing is with a lot of these East Kootenay bands here.
Yeah, no, excellent. They've been giving a lot of their time, and they got no one to perform for, so that, yeah, it all kind of works out well. How about yourself, Ray? Have you been busy other than doing a project like this? Has it been anything to keep you busy? Because this time of year, you'd be doing sound for music festivals and getting around quite a bit, wouldn't you?
Oh, totally. Yeah, it's slowed right down as far as the live stuff, but I've been working a lot in the studio. I've got like stuff that we've collaborated with a lot of local musicians that we've been finishing up. So we're releasing a song like every 2 weeks under the name Raymond Joseph. So you can look it up like on any type of social media. And so there's a lot of songs out there, all different styles, from like straight ahead rock, from Tom Petty style to hard rock to hip-hop. There's a lot of really good music that we're doing.
Wonderful what you do, Ray. Thank you, and people appreciate working with you. What's your next big project, or do you know it this time?
The next big project is, well, as far as live sound, there's not really a lot going on, but there's projects coming. Like I say, every 2 weeks we're releasing something. We just did a version of That's Life with Curtis Caldestad Band of Brothers, the Bronze Brothers from Cranbrook, Fernie area. That's going to sound really interesting. So we did that like a live off the floor recording off of that in my studio here. Of course, keeping all social distancing. But that's going to be pretty cool.
Congratulations, Ray. Thank you. We're looking forward to seeing this Canada Day presentation at 7 this evening. So again, you just go to the Chamber of Commerce, the Fernie Chamber of Commerce website, and click on. Is that right?
Yeah, I found it on Tourism Fernie.
Tourism Fernie, okay.
www.thebeatmusic.com, and I think that's the easiest one. It just pops right up.
Okay, that's easy. Well, thank you so much, and congratulations on what you've done there, and thank you, compliments to, for keeping Canada Day alive for us one way or the other, Ray. Thank you so very much.
You bet. Happy Canada Day. Have a great one.
You too. Ray Garrow from Ray's Music in Kimberley, who did a shoot on top of the mountain, basically, in Fernie for Canada Day. You can watch that one this evening at 7 o'clock, and boy, that's as Canadian as it's going to come. Local artist doing up Canada Day for you.